أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that Allah is our creator. He has created us. And that is also, we should ponder about that, that we think of all the things around us, the names of Allah Ta'ala, but we ourselves have been created by Allah Ta'ala. And we should also think a little bit in the details, that when, who are we? It is our eyes, our brain, our hands, our legs, everything. Allah Ta'ala is the creator. Now in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains that when Allah has created us, all the means and the necessities for our sustenance, for us to exist, Allah alone is the creator of all those things also. As a barter system, or just as a basic thing, we buy, we sell, we think we are buying our things, but actually it is nothing, but Allah is the provider of everything of ours. Even our money that we earn, Allah is the provider. What we buy, Allah is the provider. So when Allah has created us, He is that kind, most merciful being who has created everything to sustain us. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. وہی ہے جس نے پیدا کیا تمہارے واسطے جو کچھ زمین میں ہے سب کے سب. It is only Allah تبارک و تعالی who has created everything on the earth, in the earth, all for you. Whatever there is for our sustenance, Allah تعالی has made the earth such that whatever we need, Allah تعالی has kept it in the earth. And then in the next ruku, Allah Ta'ala explains for our spiritual sustenance. For us, Allah created our bodies. Then He created the ruh, which is the life of the body. Without the ruh, this body is a dead body. Before the ruh came, it was dead in the womb of the mother. When the ruh will go out, this body will be dead. It can't do anything whatsoever. So for the life, the real life is the ruh. And the life of the ruh is all spirituality, all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So for that, so that sustenance also Allah has provided. In the next ruku, Allah explains that Allah is the one who has sent Adam alayhi salatu wa salam as his vicegerent, as his khalifa to the world. And Adam alayhi salam and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and finally the master and king of all, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came with that complete full message, which was the message for the ruh, for the life of the ruh. That is the most important. But this body also, in order for it to be sustained, Allah is the one who has created everything for this body. Nobody, no scientist can create even one drop of water. Though they claim it is H2O, two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. And in their laboratories they have more than enough oxygen and hydrogen. But let them make one drop of water. Allah is the only one who makes. And all our sustenance, what grows from the ground, all our fruit, the various types of fruit, and in each fruit the various species, and then each fruit the different shape it has got, the different color it has got, the different taste it has got, the different fragrance it has got, all this is none other but Allah Ta'ala who has made it. Then we have our rice, Allah makes it grow from the ground. We have our flower, Allah makes it grow from the ground. Everything, all the trees, and for our entertainment to make us happy, Allah has made what type of flowers, the roses, the flowers, what a beautiful things Allah Ta'ala has made. All this is none other but Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And whatever has been created in the earth, Allah has created it for our benefit. The benefit might be not necessarily that we eat it, but there are benefits of things. Our clothes Allah Ta'ala has made. The cotton Allah Ta'ala has made. Everything is from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. All the machinery which man makes, he makes from the raw material, the iron which Allah has put in the earth. And whatever Allah Ta'ala has created, man uses that and then he makes other types of things. But everything is from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And all this is that we turn in total obedience to Allah. We become die-hards of Allah. We fall headlong in love with Allah, that He is the being, He created us, and all our necessities also, He alone is the creator and He sustains. And then again, as explained in other places of the Quran Sharif, as Allah Ta'ala sees to all our needs, we need water for example. Had Allah given to us at the time of our birth that you will be using 10 million liters of water in your lifespan, and Allah gave it to us at that time, here it is now, and you must look after it, you must store it, you must maintain it, what should have been our condition? Today wherever we go, Allah makes the arrangement. We go to Mina, we need water, it is there. You go to the toilet, you need water, Allah made the arrangement, it is there. Everywhere where we go. If Allah said that you are going to eat 2,000 tons of rice in your life, so here is all your rice for you. Here is all your flour for you. What should be our condition? And Allah Ta'ala gives us the portions of it where we need it, as we need it. Allah Ta'ala does everything for us. All this is that we understand when we read the Quran, to turn in total earnestness to the obedience of Allah, and we realize we are from Allah and all our necessities are from Allah. Then we'll realize whether we spend 10,000 rand on our groceries or 20,000, it's not our money that is doing our thing. It is Allah alone that is doing everything for us. And that we turn with true obedience and true appreciation and thankfulness to Allah Ta'ala. Just because we foot the bill of the groceries, we expect appreciation. Allah who did everything, is there no appreciation for Allah? Don't we think of Him also? Don't we acknowledge also? Don't we make shukr to Him also? So Allah is the creator of all our needs and He has put it all in this earth for us, and we should turn in total obedience and appreciation to Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.